Blog Talk Radio.
Is everything that the word of God said it is for me. That's what it is. That's my portion. Health is my portion. Good news is my portion. I'm not the tail. I am the head. That's my portion. My portion is I'm not beneath, but I'm above. That's my portion. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we so happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula while we got her. I thank God for her this morning. She'll just give us a by the word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way in this place right now, God. Do what you want in this service. Hallelujah. We bow down before the throne of grace this morning, God, just to praise, worship, and honor you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the curtain was broke by the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you for access to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that by the blood we healed, saved, blessed, anointed, hallelujah, dominion and power in our mouth because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your life, your death, and your resurrection. We thank you, God, that nothing can separate us from you. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we repent this morning of anything we have said or done that was displeasing to you. Put it under the blood. Hallelujah. Put it under the blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word says if we confess our wrongs and if we confess, repent, and turn from our wicked ways, that we will be forgiven. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, that we don't have to walk in guilt, shame, or remorse. We thank you that we're forgiven. Hallelujah. We thank you that we could bind down anything that rises itself against us, God. Anything that exalts itself against the word of God, we cast it down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for another day, another opportunity. It's a blessing.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
To wake up this morning. We don't want to take nothing for granted. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Beasley. Bless everything you touch, say, and do in Jesus' name. Cover him in the blood, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Have your way, God. Use him. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank God for you, sister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you so much. We're going to ask that Evangelist Renee, leave this her, if she'll give us a sandwich this morning. See, this Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to start with a first piece of bread that will be coming from Matthew 6:25. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? That was Matthew 6:25 from the Living Traffic. Okay, on our next piece of bread, we have John 15:2. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit, so they will produce even more. Amen. In between our sandwich, our two pieces of bread, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Krishna, and thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that sandwich. Now, this is a review of what went on this week, so we kind of like to take this moment. Anyone have any comments they want to bring forth that we talked about this week, anything at all that we talked about, because this is a review, and I want you all to know, it's not my review, it's our review. We've all been on the word all week long. So if you have anything you want to bring forth, this is the time to do it. I'm touched by that prayer, Evangelist Ursula, that I just thank God for you. It was, I needed to hear some things you said that was on time. And then Evangelist Renee came up with that sandwich. That's awesome. I just thank God for you guys. I thank God for all of you all. I'm just overwhelmed this morning because of God's goodness. You know, sometimes when you look back over your life and you just see what God has really brought you from and what you could have been, where you could have been left. I mean, even right now, I just thank God for his word, man, how the word has just opened my mind, opened my spirit, give me a whole different perspective, a whole different concept. But last night at my daughter's graduation thing, I just look back to the Lord, let me see generation, how he allowed me to be blessed to see this stuff. And, man, I tell you, something came all over me. So I'm trying to feel this morning. But, hey, if anybody got anything they want to share from last week, or maybe God can put a word on your heart this morning, you know, don't hesitate. Press 1, and we'll let you in. Like I said, it's not my review. It's our review. So anyone have anything they want to share, this is time to share. Hallelujah. Anybody. I'm going to open the whole broadcast up now. Anyone like to have anything to say, say it. Stay on now. Hallelujah. This is our review.
Hallelujah. Pastor, last week we were talking about the lifestyle, that this is a lifestyle, and practice
yes.
it. And as you practice make perfect. The more you practice living the word, the more better you'll become. And I just wanted to share, for with this is Psalms 37:8. For with you is the Lord is a fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against you, and let not the hand of wicked drive you away. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as light and justice. And it's like clear directions on how to live this lifestyle of holiness and obedience in the Lord. You know, just practice his word. Practice reading his word. Abide in his word, and his word will abide in you. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's right in line with what we've been teaching. In Ephesians 4, 24 and 25, It says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Just what she said, true holiness. And that 25th verse says, wherefore, putting away, mind speaking, every man truth, which is neighbor, we are one of another. That's what we are. We're members one of another. So whatever blood is in the foot, it's in the head. Whatever blood is in the arm, is in the thigh. So if line is in the thigh, line is going to be in the head. Line is going to be in the arm. That same blood. See, when your system get poisoned, the whole system get poisoned. That's why you see a lot of people on dialysis. Every other day, they have to have their blood drained and fresh out, because whatever's in it, that's what's in it, brother and sister. That's what's pumping it all through the whole system. You don't need that. That's why you need to put on a new man. I want everybody in here to commit to putting on a new man. And that new man is created after righteousness, not your righteousness, but God's righteousness, living the truth. And truth start with the word of God. Doesn't matter how you feel. You go by what the word says. That's what we're putting on. We're putting on what the Word of God says in every situation. I know last week we was talking about righteousness. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, there's two kinds of righteousness.
Come on.
That's why we have to submit unto the righteousness which is of God, and it's by faith. God's righteousness is by faith. The church, I'm going to go ahead on and say this, because the church don't appreciate what she is. As declared in the scripture, as declared in the Word of God, we have been taught that we were unworthy, unrighteousness, all that is lie. That have been taught, that what made folks so weak, because that's all they hear. And like she said, see, the more you hear a thing, or the more you do a thing, the more that's what you're going to become. That's why it's so important. You hear more about who you are as far as being righteous. And people been taught to have no faith. You are faith. For so long that we have become a chronic disease into the body of Christ for not declaring what the Word of God say we are. So we got to look with fear. We got to look at the message, not at the messenger. Listen, brothers, we got to be relieved of all that crazy work. Because the work that we're about now is in Ephesians 2 and 10. Let me see if I got any readers up in here. I want to read Ephesians 2 and 10. That was one of our scriptures this week. I mean, can I tell you all how long I just dreamed at one time that my prayer would just be enough to convince God that I wanted to be part of this ministry. I was seeing was so deep into the way we thought that somehow, some way, maybe we could do something spiritually to live. But God showed me, you have to crucify the flesh. You have to die and then live unto him. Your life right now is hidden with Christ. That's if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's if you be risen with Christ. If there's a possibility now, because you said, it don't make you righteous because you say you're righteous. Your righteousness, it doesn't gain any weight with God. You got to know that you've been created. I'm going to ask Evangelist Erica if she got a Bible. She'll go ahead on and read Ephesians 2 and 10 out of the King James, and that's the pastor. She'll read it out of the Messenger Bible.
Praise the Lord, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen.
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 Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How y'all doing? Praise the Lord.
Blessed. Amen. From the Message Bible, Ephesians 2:10, it says, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work that the good work he has got for us to say,
amen. Pastor, I think you may want to check your connection or what you got going on. I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry, Pastor, that's not me.
That's
but
I'll read it.
Yeah, that's not me. I don't know. Okay,
go ahead, Pastor. Try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, it is. Amen. So from the Message Bible, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, we have become Christian through God, unmerited grace. It was something he did. You couldn't buy it. You couldn't make it happen. But it was what he did. And as a result of any effort that you made, felt you did, going to church, singing in choir, on this gear, on that gear, it had nothing to do with your spirituality. However, out of gratitude for this free gift, we should seek God's direction. We should seek God's help to obtain this salvation through this marvelous grace. And I want to say this, brother and sister, because as a result of what God did, we get the benefit. Guess what we get? We get to act like God on planet Earth. Have you ever thought about that? God said, you can act like me on planet Earth.
Thank you.
The Bible says we are God's workmanship, not man's, God's workmanship. You going to have to put a pen there and ask yourself, who workmanship are you? Are you doing what man say to do? Are you doing what my word say to do? I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, it can be difficult, I know, because you say, well, should I listen to this? No, listen to the word of God. You're his workmanship. The work, and I want to say, you're a piece of work, not as in terms of hard work, but more of a masterpiece. When people look at you, they ought to see God's best. They ought to see a masterpiece. They ought to see what a masterpiece really look like. You should be able to show the world that your salvation is something God did and not you did. Something God did and not your mama. Something God did and not what you learned through tradition. Oh, this is the way we do it over here. You, brothers and sisters, you are a powerful masterpiece created for God's work. You're not your own. And you can brag all you want to. You're not your own. You've been created for God's good work. Well, what is that? I'm glad you asked. God considered what he did was a piece of art. So you should consider the same thing. Listen, dear heart. Understand that God directed this toward us.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for us.
Right.
God's already righteous. He already right. He did all this for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 5:21, because I just want you to see God did this. God was already righteous. God had so much righteousness, he could come in sin and shine, and you couldn't even see sin.
Ooh. Thank you.
That's how bright that light is. You couldn't even see it. Can you imagine blood covering everything and making it white? His blood makes stuff white.
Yeah.
Don't try to get me to explain this, because I can't. That's about like me explaining a cow eating green grass and giving white milk. And I can't explain that stuff. I can't explain how your bones grow in the womb of a woman. I can't explain that stuff. But I can tell you this. God's grace caused us to become new. And in 2 Corinthians 5:21, read that for me, please, Evangelist Christian.
Amen. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the Message Bible, how you act in Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Amen. Amen.
And when I read Ephesians 2:6, listen, brother and sister, when I read Ephesians 2:6, It said we have been raised up to sit with Christ. Now, I'm not talking about Colossians. That, God said, now, once I did this, this is what I called you to do. I think it's in second. Why is it? I think it's Ephesians 2 and 6. Y'all help me out. Ephesians 2 and 6. Read that. Thank you.
This punishment that was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man, so that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Did you say 2:6?
Yeah, Ephesians. Ephesians 2
oh,
and 6.
Ephesians, I'm sorry. That was 2 Corinthians. Ephesians 2:6.
Yeah. Matter of fact, start with the 5th verse.
Okay. 2:5.
And 6.
But God, who is rich in mercy, because his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Ooh. Amen.
Hey, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. From the Message Bible. Immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Amen, amen.
So he says, and have raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, brothers and sisters. I can't explain that. I told you, I can't explain how a black and white cow eat green grass and give yellow cheese and white milk. I can't explain that. But it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can't say it don't happen. It happens.
Amen.
That's what grace is. God said, I have so much grace. It's so rich. It's so potent. Potent stuff. They tell my little dad, but do you, this stuff, grace is potent. It was so potent that God allowed grace to raise us up. That's what grace
did.
Thank
you, Lord.
And caused us to become right enough, righteous enough to sit with Christ next to God on the right-hand side in heavenly places. Hallelujah. It's in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So that in the age to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Wow. What you think about that, huh? He did this through Christ Jesus. Out of his gracious way of life, out of his goodness toward us.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he says he's extremely rich. See, when you take this word rich in the Greek, it means a number a number you can't count. When he talk about riches here, he's talking about something you can't count. I mean, you ever heard about rich people over in Hollywood out there where Evangelist Urshia, all those rich people, mansions, and they going for millions and billions of dollars and that ain't rich, people. That ain't rich.
Tell us what it is. Come on.
Rich, It shows that you just cover the whole planet. He covers the whole planet. I'm telling you, said that. You can take Oprah, you can take Storm, you can take the sea. You can take them all and take all their money, and it's not enough to cover the whole world. God's grace is so rich. I like for you to see a visual of this. It's so rich. If you could spread God's grace out, it will cover the entire world and some. Then it will go from earth to heaven. Now, I read this over there in Isaiah. It went from earth to heaven. That's how God's grace. It covered the whole world.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the kind of grace God have given us. That don't matter where you walk, which way you go, grace is going to be there. It'll follow you. It'll overtake you. You better watch out. When you done ask God for his grace, you better get ready to run. Because it'll overtake you. His mercy will overtake you. I don't care what they said in the past. His mercy will overtake that.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, he used to do that. God said, I had mercy. Now let grace come. And the Bible says in Psalms 23, I believe, I want to say something around the sixth verse. He says, surely good and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life.
This
is a guarantee. So you ain't got to worry about running out of this. You might run out of some milk, some sugar. You might run out of money. But you ain't got to run out of mercy. You're not going to run out of mercy. Surely. And goodness and mercy. I mean goodness. I like that part too. God said the good stuff coming. You know why? Because you've been created in his workmanship in Christ Jesus. So Christ was created in grace. Grace brought Christ here. It was grace that ushered from heaven to earth. Don't get me started. But this is our review. Anybody else have anything they want to share from this week? Because see, I can get crunk right about now. When I think about Romans 3:24, God said, I made you right. I declared that you're not guilty. I don't care what the courts say. He says you're not guilty. And then Romans 8:1, he started off by saying, now, therefore, is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I don't see you condemned. He said, I set you free. It was so much grace to everybody else lock you up, but God said, I set you free.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you. Lord. I thank the Lord. He said, ask if you want. He said, you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah.
All right.
You know, I remember when I used to read the Bible and I didn't understand the parables. And I said, Lord, open up my eyes. Hallelujah. He said, seek, knock, and ask, and he shall give it unto you. And I could read and understand today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for being a God, a merciful God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I just want to read those scriptures, Ephesians 2, verses 5 and 6 from God's word.
Amen.
We were dead because of our failures, but he made us alive together with Christ. It is God's kindness that saved us. God brought us back to life together with Christ Jesus and has given us a portion in heaven with him. That seventh verse says, he did this through Christ Jesus out of his generosity to us in order to know his extremely rich kindness in the world to come. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I thank God for his word. I thank God for the knowledge. We were talking about the knowledge of God earlier today from the book of Habakkuk 2:14. Amen.
It says,
but the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's glory, like the water covers the sea. So we have to get in that word, and that word will open our knowledge up so that we are in tune with God's knowledge, so we can understand when he speaks to us, when we allow that Holy Spirit to minister to us. We just thank God for the word today. Amen. For our lesson that we're learning about God's word, got the knowledge of God. Amen. Amen. Because Ephesians 2:10, I thought Pastor was going there. I heard him mention it, but I'm going to read it. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen, amen. So I thank God that we created new. We're new creatures in Christ now. Amen. So that he fill us with his knowledge, with his word. Amen. Praise God.
And let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, with his knowledge, think about it like this. Because when we read Ephesians 2 and 6, I thought about something. We have been raised up to sit with Christ in glory. We can enjoy that glory now.
Yes.
For those that may not know this, glory comes with victory. You don't get glory before victory.
All right, now.
That's a full intention of your imagination. Glory comes with the victory. See, after you've been victorious, then that's when glory comes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you don't have the right to brag about, no, if you haven't been crucified, you're not in God's glory. If you haven't been risen with Christ, you're not in God's glory. You're still wrestling with the flesh. You still got some things you're not sure of. You still got some things you're trying to conquer. You still got things, but once you have made up in your mind that you're part of his resurrection, remember we was made alive, 1 Corinthians 15:22, we were made alive at the resurrection. We were made alive with Christ. Well, I didn't see it. I didn't feel it. Who said you have to co-sign anything?
Go ahead. Say that.
The word of God doesn't need your approval. I get people all the time, they act like the word of God got to have their approval. You know, like some big executive, it ain't came across my desk yet. Unless I sign it, it's not a law. I say, man, get away with that crazy stuff. This is the word of God. He said it, and I believe it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Bible says God is rich in mercy. I don't need nobody to consult. I don't need nobody to co-sign that. When the word of God says he is rich in mercy, look no further than Louis Beasley. I mean, matter of fact, look at your own self.
That's right. Amen, amen.
You didn't get where you at by something. It was God's mercy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stop lying to yourself. Stop beseeching. I'm telling you, there's an urgency here, brothers and sisters, that you come alive with Christ.
Yes, yes. Amen.
We were dead because we were part of Adam's world. But once you crucified that, the desires and the stuff that go with it, then you begin to put that new man on, which is a resurrected man.
Hallelujah.
And then you begin to put on God's stuff. You began to put on God's righteousness, not your righteousness. How long you been living at your kind? So you said, now, Lord, wait a minute now. You said old things are passed away. All things have become new. Lord, this is what I've been doing. You're going to have to realize that. Put it on the table. Put it under the table. Put it somewhere. Unless you're going to do a comparison here and say, okay, this is the way I was doing. Lord, how should I do it?
That's right.
You'd be shocked. God said, turn the other cheek. Well, that wasn't on your plate before. You weren't turning no other cheek.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
That wasn't what you were doing. God said, let my peace abide. That ain't what you were doing. You said, oh, I'm going to get them told. I got something for this brother right here. Let me have her. See, y'all know how to talk to sisters. I know how to talk to her. I come from the streets where she is. And for you know, you all off into that world. That ain't God's world.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Come on, now pop your finger a couple times. Y'all know how you slang your hand, pop your finger, and get a little loud with something. You know how you used to do it.
That's right, Pastor. That's right. Amen.
Now you've been resurrected from that. You can't do that now. You got to go to God's righteousness, how God does it.
That's right. Amen.
And let's not forget our righteousness is by faith. It's by what the Word of God says. The Word of God is faith. Ain't nothing you do. I was talking to this evangelist that's going to come with her testimony. I don't know what day she's coming with it, but anyway, she coming with it. And she realized one thing. It took her 31 years. She tried to do everything under the sun possible, but she came up with the idea, you know what? This ain't even about me now. I need my child here. See, when you really need to get a fix, it don't matter.
Right. Say that.
I remember this was years and years and years ago. Not that that matters. If it was yesterday, it wouldn't matter. But there was a time in my life where I used to smoke cigarettes. And I wanted one so bad. My brain was cool. But this guy had a Chesterfield. It was a Chesterfield cigarette. That thing was about strong as it come between that and Pall Mall or PM. Strong cigarettes. But I wanted one so bad. He said, he cut it in half and said, here, you can smoke half of this. I come to realize when you want something bad enough, if you want it bad enough, you'll walk 2 miles and get it. If you want it bad enough, that's how God's righteousness have to become in your life. You want it that bad. You got it that bad. And once you get it, then you become addicted like somebody on heroin or something. But you got to get your fix. Every day, you got to get this stuff up in your spirit. You got to get that word.
Got to.
The person was telling me how Saturday she goes around and she'll just pray and she get herself all, you know, spiritual and she get in the word and she listen to that. But I thought that was so awesome. She's building her spiritual man up. Brother and sister, let me tell you what. I have to do that every day. If I don't do that, I'll jump in the flesh so quick. My tolerance. My tolerance is so low with this stupid stuff. People playing with God. People playing church. It's all about a dollar. Man said stuff to me the other day, and I just went clean off on it before I noticed. Don't talk to me about sowing no seed. God didn't require me to give you money to get a miracle. I read this. He said, oh, you got to do this. You got to do it quick. Just put that seed in there. So he's talking about money. He said, so you can get your miracle. He had $25, $50, $100. Boy, that got that got my blood boiling. I went clean off. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm telling you, I did, man. It just irks me when I see how people play with God, man. It gets me angry. Stop playing with God. God ain't no joke.
Amen.
God ain't not your feeling. I said, man, I don't care how you feel. Well, I feel like this preacher, I don't care how you feel. The matter. Feeling won't get you. And when you get before God, you can't say, well, I felt like he was right. What you think God's going to say, really? Really?
As far as for me, I know you not.
he going to say, I thought you died and you was in Christ. What happened to your feelings? You didn't have no feelings. They died. They got crucified.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, anyone else? Because I'm getting these scriptures that we went over last week, but I just want everybody to be part of this review. We're just going over some things. Just going over some things.
Amen.
I remember Matthew 18:15. So, and anybody like to share something on this, you're more than welcome. But let's read Matthew's, I think it was 18:15. That was one of the scriptures we did on Tuesday. That was one of them we talked about. It was awesome, but the word of God is just, and then every time I look in there, I see something different. I said, did you see this here? I said, no, how I messed up. He said, did you see this word right here? Like a little two-letter word, like if. But in Matthew 18:15, you'd be so kind to read that one.
I'm on my way out the door to church. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Pastor, could you read that? Thank you for participating.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. All right. Matthew 18:15 from King James. Read. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Amen. From the Message Bible.
Yes.
Okay. Look at it this way. If someone has 100 sheep and one of them wander off, 15, I'm ahead of myself. That was 12. If a fellow believer hurts you, go and tell him. Work it out between the two of you. If he listens, you've made a friend. If he won't listen, take one or two others along so that the presence of witnesses will keep things honest and try again. Amen, amen.
And what God showed me with that was so awesome. He said, God said, do you see there's power there? So I had to go back and look and see what you're talking about.
Amen, amen.
Praise you got to go God. And look at that scripture in the spirit, brothers and sisters. That's power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Power you already got.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough folks on your list right now. You need to go and forgive.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You got the power to set them free.
Amen.
I'm talking about believers. I'm not talking about somebody who don't believe me. I'm talking about believers. You know, this should be one of the principles in Christianity. If you can't forgive your brother, you get kicked out. You get kicked out. Boom. You got to go. Got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should be first. And foremost. And then another principle ought to be, if you don't love God, you got to go. Certain things ought to happen, and if it ain't happen, you got to go. You ain't loving God, the way you love God is to love his word. Study his word. Till you come to know his word.
Mm-hmm.
And if your brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him. Instead of telling everybody else, tell him.
That's right. That's right.
Of his fault between you and him. Tell that fault. Mm-hmm. And when you, and the Bible says, him alone. That, mm-hmm. That's what you do the first things first. Do that alone.
That's right.
Now, if he hears you, because he may not hear. Now, you know, that tells me right there, there's Christians don't hear.
Uh-huh.
There's Christians don't hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got folks get on this broadcast, listen every day, and turn right around and make they. And I mean, if that's where you at, praise God. If mm-hmm. you need that building to support you and what you are doing until your eyes become clear, well, praise
that's
God,
right.
Stay right there. But I know
that's
people
it.
Get right on the broadcast every day, day in, day out, and they have mm-hmm. not grown one iota, one inch. They just as worse off. And I want to be honest with you. Sometimes having all this spiritual knowledge going in the wrong places, you're going to mess up some folks, number one. And number two, they ain't going to like you.
Amen. Amen. That's so true.
They don't like you. You don't think they don't like you. Because they mm-hmm. don't think you're so righteous. I got family members right now. They don't want to come around me. Well, you know, we wish there were daddy's house, but you know, he talked that word stuff. Oh, well, hang out over there with them because you ain't going to get it here. I ain't benefiting nobody. I'm sorry. I ain't pacifying mm-hmm. nobody. Sorry. I am not that person. Now, it's all mm-hmm. available. I'm just that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you got power right now in your, and that's your portion. Your portion is forgiveness. You can do that. You may have a child or grandchild. You need to take yourself serious.
That's right. That's
take it
right.
serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can go buying up some stuff.
Yes,
on
right.
earth. You can buy
mm-hmm.
that stuff up. So here you walk around here trying to appease it. You can't appease that. Well, when she make up her mind, that's just, oh, Pastor, you don't know, that's just her. That ain't her. That's the enemy buying that sucker up.
Amen. Amen.
She still may not hear you now, but if she don't hear you, try to get, then you get other folks involved.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to go and do that first and foremost. You may have a nephew. You may have a niece. You may even have a husband or a wife.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, go on and ask them for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be doing it. I don't mean it. If you ask them for enough time, you'll begin to mean it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask enough time, you'll mean it. Trust
Ooh.
Me. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm preaching.
Yeah. And well, there's some other scriptures that we talked about that I thought was awesome. Like we did Colossians 3, 9, 10, I think we did 12. I want to say we did all the way to 14. So anybody else, before we go there, because we getting ready to go there, anybody else, this was a scripture we discussed. Now I can't wait till next week. I'm excited about next week already. I want to share some things with y'all, so y'all just don't know. God bless them. But anyway, in that ninth verse, anybody else, let me go ahead and see. Anybody else, press one. If you want to share something, press one. And you better be quick because I'm about to go somewhere else now. Okay. Colossians 3, and I think we did 9, 10. We just do through the 14th verse. It said, learn not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man, and indeed, I mean, this was seemed like you done put him off, then stop lying, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Whether there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, bound or free, but Christ is all and in all. But, I mean, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any may have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bound of perfectness. Can't get my computer. Excuse me. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bound of perfectness.
Amen. In the Message Bible, don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with his label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Amen. Praise God.
Awesome. Awesome. I really don't want to get started on this because I'm messing around here, and I know we're going to run way over. But I want to say thank you so much, Pastor, for reading at the Messenger Bible. Listen, please. Maybe you don't want to gain a brother. I get all of that. Maybe you're not. But be obedient to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Be obedient to His Word, okay? When you done put away all this stuff, and we were talking a moment ago, and I was sharing with you as the elect of God, brother and sister, you do things differently. You're holy. You got vows of mercy. You got vows of kindness. You got so much kindness, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You are humble. You got a humbleness of mind now.
Yeah.
Your meekness now. I don't care what your friends think. It doesn't matter if they understand it or not. They won't get it. You trying to impress them, and you going, no, you say, oh, how long? This long suffering. You're dealing with it. It's okay. Everybody ain't gonna get it. Now you still putting up with that. That's what the love of God does for me. That's how I'm fashioned now. I used to didn't do it like that. It was a time I wasn't long-suffering. I cut them quick, but I'm long-suffering. I have to forbear one another now. I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that awesome, what we're to put on?
Yeah. Amen.
Christ in you. And just like Christ forgave you, you have to forgive everybody.
Everybody.
And I guess the part that really got to me was when God said, what's ruling your heart?
Mm-hmm.
What's ruling your heart? Really, what's ruling your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Are you letting people, atmosphere, what's really ruling your heart now? What's controlling you?
Yeah.
Are you letting God, the word of Christ, dwell in you? Are you allowing that?
Mm-hmm.
Or you got somebody told off? You know, tip that. They said this to you, so, you know. Nah, brother and sister, let me tell you. When you put on charity, which is the bound of perfectness, when you got God over the situation, that's what ruled it.
Amen.
That's the,
Amen.
The began to rule in your heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And when you see that you've been chosen by God to live this new life and you dressing up on in God's wardrobe, and that's something. My wardrobe is like the wardrobe you had in there.
Mm-hmm.
God picked this stuff out for me. He picked it out.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
He told you to put on kindness. He told you to put on humility. He told you to be compassionate.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what he put on you.
Mm-hmm.
He told you to put on forgive him. That's right. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the God in you.
Yes, it is. Say that.
See? Because it had been left up to Pastor Bill, Sister Joanne, would never happen. But God kicked in you.
Yeah.
And she's a whole different person. Oh, yeah, she dealt with things a whole different way and a whole lot of different. And believe me, I'm still growing. I'm pressing. I'm trying to get like that. I'm going there.
Yeah, I'm still going.
Yeah. So God teaching me how to be more humble. It's okay. Slap me. You know what Jesus could have did when he was on that cross?
Mm-hmm.
He had no idea all the angels. The world would have came to an end if Jesus had went by his feeling and said, you know what, I'm fed up with y'all slapping me. You done stuck me all these many times. Now, you done beat me with 36 strikes. That 30th strike, I'd have grabbed a whip right then. I probably wouldn't have lasted no 30. That third one, it'd been about that third one. I'd be grabbing that whip.
All right.
You wouldn't have to do no 36, 37. You wouldn't have to do that one. Nah. We never got that far.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'll give it a good try. One. Okay. I can do this. Two. Well, three. Wow. Now, you just being ugly, so I need to take over now. But you know what? Jesus didn't do that. Kept on taking.
No, he
did.
Yes, he did.
And every one of the stripes he took was for the healing of the nation, was for our healing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can say, oh, that was the Son of God. Well, you are too. When you put on Christ, you'll see how it works.
Come on now. Say it.
Anybody else? I'm just doing everything I can to keep the brakes pumped on this. Anybody else?
Well, Pastor, I'd like to read that out of a couple of translations.
It is so good. I'm going to start with God's word first, and that's Colossians 3, verses 9 through 14. That's what we read. Okay. So from God's word, and my ninth verse in here, it reads, don't lie to each other. You've gotten rid of the person you used to be. Thank you, Lord. And the life you used to live, and you've become a new person. This new person is continually renewed in knowledge to be like its creator. Where this happens, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, uncivilized person, slave or free person. Instead, Christ is everything and in everything. As holy people whom God has chosen and loved, be sympathetic, kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive each other. If anyone has a complaint, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Above all, be loving.
What is your problem, girl?
Everything together perfectly. Amen. And then from the New Living Translation, kind of reads the same. But it said, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and is all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be holy people, He loves. You must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. So we have to forgive one another, as it says in the Message Bible, just as quickly as God forgave us. Amen. Thank God for
the new. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor. I want to say this on what you just read. You know, brothers and sisters, let me tell you what. Sometimes it don't touch you until it just at your door in your house. So maybe y'all may not feeling it, what she read, but I did. Because, see, when you talk about forgiveness and you talk about putting on a new man, I'm thinking about those people that got killed yesterday over there in that massive shooting. I think they listed as a deadly massive shooting over in Buffalo. But I'll say this to you. I'm not sure it was 6-7, but how many people died? But those people are going to have to forgive. They may not want to. And if you ask them right now, they may slap you.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have to forgive. Just like God, Christ forgave you, you have to forgive.
Yeah.
And anybody can say this stuff, but how many people can do this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's different when it's at your door. But I urge everybody to stay in the Word of God, because it's just like these scriptures she read. Brother, sister, you going to have to deal with this at some point in time. You're going to have to let the peace of God rule your heart. And not that, but every member of your body, every way you think. And if you don't put on love, the love of God, you won't be able to forgive. You won't be able to forgive one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got some grievances. We all got some things that we're not pleased. And we all got some disagreement. But listen, I know folks, and it's just sad, but I know people stay bad for 40 years.
Have mercy, Lord.
Over something so simple, all they have to say is, I forgive you.
Amen.
And sometimes when you see that, you may have to have that kindness and peace to where you say, you know, let me go and tell them I forgive them. Because that's what they need. They need that closure.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
But thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Bell, Evangelist Ursula, all of you guys, especially Evangelist Renee with them, with that sandwich. She's getting some different kind of bread.
Okay.
Whole wheat, white, rye, German. They got all kind of bread out here. She brings some different slices now. Thank you so much. Unless anybody else has anything else to say. Tasha, you have anything else you like to say?
No, I just enjoy the word. I enjoy the review. And I'm looking forward to next week, Lord willing. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you all so much. And meanwhile, y'all stay blessed and be safe out there.